We have another Stanford case.
Yep, you might as well stay.
Perfect.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you again.
Spell my name again?
Yeah, you're gonna have to.
That's okay.
Okay, case number 23-794.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, once again, would you please state your name, spell your name, the office you're with?
Just need to spell it again, I got it.
I'll save us a lot of time.
Yeah, right.
Detective Mashasha from the Stanford Police Department.
Thank you, okay. Okay, sir, yours is another one of those cases which there are disqualifying things on your record that prohibits this board from granting your appeal. There's a misdemeanor disqualifier on your record from many years ago. There's also a Nick's hit for a felony conviction, also from many years ago. I know it's been a long time, but those things on your record prohibit us from granting your appeal.
But I was pardoned.
Yeah, there's a pardon for the...
For the felony?
No, for the Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Okay.
What about New York?
I don't know anything about New York. That's why I'm here today.
Okay.
Something happened over 30 years ago.
Yep, and that appears to have been a felony conviction?
Yes.
And that is still on your record.
So how do I get that off?
I don't know New York. I don't know how New York works.
It's New York, not Connecticut. Connecticut has something called the Board of Pardons. What you'll have to do is check with people in New York State, either through an attorney or on your own, just inquire to the clerk of court there what the procedure is to get your conviction pardoned. Once that's pardoned, you have a clean record, then you can reapply.
Okay.
But right now, we can't do anything. So would you like to withdraw your appeal or proceed knowing we can't do anything?
No, I just withdraw.
Okay, thank you, and good luck to you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.